Hi, James. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you. How are you?
Great. Tina, Happy New Year's. You got to help me with this thing. I got to get back online.
Okay. No problem. I can help you get your account reactivated. So, question. Before you had just the basic LEO, local SEO package. However, you might be eligible for an upgrade into our ideal package, which would include the Google Guaranteed Leads. Have you heard of that program by chance?
Yes, I have heard of that program.
Okay.
I think it's like $249 to actually initially get it started, and if I remember correctly.
You're right. The application fee is $250. And then after that, you have to pass the background check. And then the leads would only run you about $42.67 each. And what we would do once your application's approved is we would call you to activate the budget, which would equal 13 leads within the month or $557. And then just to refresh your memory, obviously you don't have to take on 13 leads every month. You take on as little or as many as you want. And then the next month you just pay for the leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket. And how it differs from typical lead programs, and this is why people are going crazy for this, is that number one, if you get a lead through that Google Verified Lead System, it only comes to you. So Google's not interested in selling leads to multiple companies, right? So, you know, you're going to have a higher chance of converting it because it would be exclusive to you. But secondly, our department would monitor it and make sure that you're only charged for it if it's an actual lead.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so if you wanted to do that with the package that you had before, it would be, let's see, $399 today, and that would include the $250 application fee plus your monthly fee, which would also reactivate your website. Because you have to have a website in order to do the Google Guaranteed. So
beautiful. And And if I wanted to expand into the Sacramento area, how would we be able to adjust the lead and the, I guess, service area circle?
So the beauty of doing the Google Guaranteed leads is that you can run them wherever you like within a 50-mile radius. So you would be touching into the Sacramento area. The local map optimization on Google, that has to be tied into your business address, so that would be more local to Clovis. But with the Google Guaranteed leads, we can run them wherever you like. So, you know, I would set an onboarding appointment for you to talk to the technician, and they would set up the areas that they would run those leads for you, and once you pass that approval. You're licensed and insured and all that good stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just double check. Sometimes it doesn't even require licensing for all industries. So let me just see for appliance repair in California. Yep, you're right. It says you only need $250 in general liability and then the California State Appliance Repair Service Dealer's Registration. So let me put that in the notes just so I don't forget. And then, so, and then I would, you know, your pricing that you had before obviously is no longer available, but I would honor it for you because, you know, you were with us for a long time. So you would still get the monthly programming of just $149. And then the only extra charges would be for the application fee and then the exclusive leads that you're targeting areas. Now, with the calls that come through the local Google business page, those are all unlimited. So you don't have to worry about paying per lead or anything like that. So with this program, you're getting the best of both worlds.
Got you. Now, if I wanted to do just get set up with the 149 and mm-hmm. and set up the, I'm in the process now of just expanding some stuff into the Sacramento area, which is about 3 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still in the progress of seeing how all that's going to work out.
Are you going to relocate to that area?
I'll be there and here.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, because I was going to say, if you had an address in that area, we could reset the local SEO to be more centralized in that new area rather than in Clovis if you wanted to. So, you know, that's just a preference as to, you know, where you're going to. If you're going to be part-time in both areas, I guess it would just depend on, you know, where you're thinking that you would want to, you know, increase your business the most.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so if you do just the 149 package, then it just requires a $99 setup fee. So would go on the first payment only. So it would be $248 today. And so in essence, if you bundle it together, you save that $100 because you don't have to pay a $100 setup fee plus the $250 application fee. They would include the setup fee in the application fee.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I wanted to get a couple of options.
Okay.
And I just want to really make the first initial call and see exactly what direction I get to go. And I thank you for giving me all the options.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing you also mentioned, I think in just the email I was looking at, was a maintenance $49 thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maintenance.
Let me see if that's still available. Oh, yeah, since the site's still up and the orange banner is on it, we could reactivate the website and you would just pay $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. I always look at that package as a last resort because a website in and of itself can't bring you clients, right? So the value to what we do is in the exposure, making sure that your site is being found in a spotlight position on the first page, right? But since you're in a transitional and you're, you know, moving kind of part of your time into Sacramento and part of your time there, if you wanted to just reactivate the site right now and then think about your other options, I could prorate the balance for you as long as you would upgrade within 2 weeks. So let's say that you wanted to do the 149 package, right? And then you pay the 49 today. I would just charge you the setup and then, you know, $100 to get that reactivated. So it would be 199 as long as you did it within 2 weeks.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that way that orange banner comes off the site and you can start getting client calls through it again, you know?
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying. Okay.
Let me see here if you had a call tracking number before or not. I'm not sure if you did. Yeah, I think you must have because it says call tracking greeting on here. And then it says on the site 559-220-6844. So that probably was your former call tracking number. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, so there'll be a new call tracking number.
Most likely, yeah. Sometimes we get lucky and when an account's been canceled and then, you know, the client calls to reactivate it, sometimes it's still available, you know, down the road. But typically if it's been over 2 weeks, which in your case it's been since November, usually we'll lose the call tracking. But, you know, we can put a new one on there for you, no problem.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it the same area code in Sacramento? Because you would have an option there. You wouldn't have to go with a 559 area code just in case Sacramento's in a different area code.
Yeah, it is a little bit different area code.
It is? Okay. Yeah, so that's another option that you would have since you want to target that area.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
So when you go 3 hours out there, do you stay a couple of days and just work out there, or do you just go as needed where, you know,
yeah.
if you get a bunch of calls, you'll stack them all on the same day type thing? Or?
My wife picked up a steak job in Sacramento.
Oh, cool. Good for her.
Five days there and home on the weekend, so.
So then you could be together. Oh, that's good. Okay. That makes sense. In that case, I would probably recommend that you just update your location even on the local SEO to Sacramento, because if she's there Monday through Friday, you're probably going to be doing most of the work there, you know. And then on the weekends, if you ran the Google Guaranteed leads, we could run some of those for you just on the weekends that you're in town, so that your phone's ringing if you wanted to do some side work, you know, while you're in Clovis. But that way you'd get, you know, more business coming from, you know, Sacramento if you're going to be there 5 days a week.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. So since we set her up with the place there, and then we have the place here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm stationed here because of, you know, the income is here at this point. But I'm thinking if I can migrate, you know, 3 days and 3 days there kind of thing, it might mm-hmm. it might support, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That way, I'm, and like I said, once again, it's kind of one of those things where I'm still trying to figure it out at this particular point, but.
Yeah.
Well,
that's exciting. I know it's a transition, though. You have to, yeah, like you say, work out some of the kinks that might come along the way, but. If you like, I could at least get you up to speed for the website now, and then when you're ready to reinstate the rest of it, we can do it at that time.
And how much do you need to reinstate the website?
We could do just the $49 if you like, and we can reinstate the website. Because typically, just as the call tracking numbers will disappear within 2 weeks, typically the websites will disappear within 2 weeks, but that, luckily yours is still up and it just has the orange banner on it. If it had gone away and I looked it up and it was just like site is no longer available, then we don't have that option anymore to just do hosting, because then someone has to rebuild the whole site, right? But yours is still up, so we can, you know, we still have that option.
Got it. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if I wanted to do just continue getting leads, it will be how much for today?
It would be, you know, I'm wondering if I could get an override for you to get you into our holiday special, because in the holidays,
yeah,
they were doing the application fee for the Google Guaranteed for just $100. So that way you would still just pay, what, $249 today, but it would include your application so that you could get those exclusive leads going too and pass that background check. You know, so rather than just paying for the $99 to reactivate the local, you'll get that next program running too. And then they wouldn't just mysteriously charge you for the activation budget once you pass the background check. They would call you and, you know, say, hey, James, you passed the background check. Do you want to turn the leads on? And if you did, that's when they would charge that activation budget. And then if you're still in transition and you're not ready, then that's okay. You're not really paying any more. You're paying, what, a dollar more if I could get that approved for you now.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's give it a try.
Okay, yeah, I think you're going to be really, really thrilled with it. So let me just send out a message so I can get an override. And then I have to select the correct package. Now, if I get the override on this, they'll send me a code so that I can adjust the pricing. So let me just fix everything for you to match. And then I'll verify some of your information and set a new client interview also so that they can get that onboarding done for that Google Guaranteed. So let's see, edit subscription. Here it is, the ideal package. What are you thinking for the area code? Do you want to keep it as 559 or do you want to get a Sacramento area code, or you want to just like decide that during the client interview, because you could do that as well.
I was just doing a client interview.
Okay. Yeah, that way you have a little bit of time to think about it. Okay. Did you watch any of the playoff games yesterday?
I did. All weekend, the South Florida 49ers went down pretty hard.
I know. I was so sad. I'm a big Niners fan, and I didn't want that to happen, especially since the Super Bowl's going to be at Levi Stadium, you know? Oh, what a heartbreaker, big time.
Yeah.
But we're in Southern California, so, you know, so glad that the Rams made it through. But
they did, yes, that's right.
Also was voting for Chicago because I originally came from Chicago, and their team has been so bad for so long that this was the first year they even had a chance. And so I was kind of, you know, hoping they would make it because they were kind of underdogs. Rams have been a strong team, and they make playoffs every year, it seems like. But Chicago, I don't think they've been in the playoffs since the 80s, so... Yeah, so it was a little bit.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, a matter of fact, last time I was in Chicago, I was at the Walmart and I was buying a bunch of Bears gear, and the cashier, he looked at me and he goes, "Are you sure you don't want to just buy some Cubs stuff instead?" Because the team was doing so horrible. And I told him, look, I was here in the 80s during the William Refrigerator Perry and the Walter Payton days, and I'm still a Bears fan.
That's right. Refrigerator Perry, boy, that was fun watching him run the balls. And
wasn't it?
And all that mess.
I know. Those were fun days, yeah. And that's like, that's how I remember the Bears. So even though he was kind of looking at me like, what do you want this stuff for, you know? Yeah. And then, of course, yesterday I couldn't find any of it. I was, like, digging through my stuff. Where's my Bears T-shirt? I have to wear it because I'm rooting for them. And, of course, I couldn't find it. So, yeah. But, okay, I got the override for you. So everything looks good. They're just going to charge you $100 for the application fee. And so, oops, I have to adjust it one more time. I said it automatically set the local bundle at $199, but it's supposed to be $149. I have to just adjust that, and then we'll be able to charge you and go reset your client interview. So let me make sure it looks good here. Okay, good. So now it's showing the correct pricing, which is $249. And then does it show
$249? I'm sorry.
Say that again.
What do I get with the $249?
Okay, so you're getting our ideal package, which includes the application fee for the Google Guaranteed Leads, and it also includes reactivating your local SEO, which is the Google Business page that we created for you when you worked with us before. We're going to program it to get back on the first page of Google so that you can capture new clients. And then also that will reactivate the website for you and the call tracking number, as well as the popular directories in your area and the mobile platform. So Google changes their algorithms daily, sometimes as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you're current with us, every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that's updating your information and refreshing your data, and that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page, and that also includes for the mobile platform, you know, making sure that you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. However, when an account cancels like yours did and then you reactivate it, because those algorithm updates haven't been, you know, being performed, it starts affecting your rankings. So that's what we're going to go back to, you know, on a day-to-day basis to make sure that you're in that spotlight position where you can capture new clients.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is everything that I had before, and then activating the Google guarantee.
Exactly. Yep, we're going to do the Google guaranteed application fee for $100 instead of the $250 because that was our holiday special. So I asked if I could get an override on it, and they gave it to me. So in essence, you're not, I mean, you're paying a dollar more. You would have paid $248 if you just did the $99 setup fee for just the local. But I got an approval to do the application fee for $100. So you're paying a dollar more, but you're getting that, which you're absolutely going to love it, James. People are going crazy over it, especially since you're going to be able to target leads in Sacramento. I know I said 50 miles, but, you know, you said it's, what, 3 hours away. I'm pretty sure they'll be able to run leads that far as long as it's within the same state. And I'll verify that with that department just to double check.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Plan.
Yep. Yep. It's a good plan. It's an excellent plan for you. And then I don't know, did anything change along the lines of the billing address? Before, we had 1668 Purvis Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Still the same?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. And so I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
1 second. Let me
What was that?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. And when would the next billing come out for the 149?
You'd be starting fresh today, so you would have your payments on the 19th of each month starting in February, which would be the next one for 149.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what was nice about the Niners game at the end when they were interviewing the Seahawks? They had a little prayer gathering behind them. I don't know if you noticed it. And they like joined together. The Niners and the Seahawks were back there praying together.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Yeah. You can actually Google it because today I saw some news articles.
I watched the game intensely the last 2 weeks ago when they played.
Okay.
And I knew that it was going to be a tough tree to climb for the Niners to beat them.
Yeah.
And once they scored 13 seconds and then they got on offense and, you know, almost interception and couldn't get the run, I was like, oh, man, this is going to be brutal.
Yeah.
It just looked like it was going downhill really quickly. And I knew it going in. I said, man, this is – I don't know what we're going to do with this team because they are a different beast. Their defense is pretty solid. I mean, they only give, like, 17 points on average per year. And the only people get 3 yards on their run game, 3 yards at all, you know what I mean? It's like the average that anyone gets from them every time they run the ball. So it's – It was going to be a tough climb.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was hard with that very first play. You know, that always, like, kind of takes the motivation down, too, and I just feel like they couldn't recover from it, you know. It just got worse and worse as it went on. I kept checking the score myself because, you know, my husband and I went out to dinner, so I'm like, I got to see if maybe they came back. And by the time we came home, we saw, like, they were so far behind, it was not going to happen, you know. Yeah.
I think the idea was they what did they do? Doubled the their score from last time. I think the last game was 3-21. Now it was
41.
Oh my goodness, it is a double beating. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Wow. Yeah. But that's what I thought was so beautiful is that, you know, they came together at the end and even, you know, sat on the field and said a prayer together. Even the Niners that at that point, they must have been so heartbroken, but they still came together with their brothers and the Lord on the other team. And, you know, it was so cool. It was nice to see.
Absolutely. Yeah, that yep. was nice to see.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get this going for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, before I do all this, do you still have a card on file?
I have one on file. Let me see which one it's showing. A Visa ending in 5174.
Okay, that one's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be able to use that one if I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you give me the green light to use it, I can use it. I just would like to confirm if the expiration is still 6/28, because sometimes people will have the same card, but the expiration will change. But if it's the same, then that's awesome. You can just...
It'd be the exact same.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Then, yeah, we can use it for sure.
Okay. Go ahead and...
Okay. So let me process that, and then I will create the appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll do a fresh onboarding. And I'll also, this is going to trigger that, it's called Google Guaranteed or Google Verified Leads, but also it's known as Local Service Ads. So you're going to get an application in your email for the local service ads, so you can start working on that. And then when they call you for the onboarding, they'll finish and make sure that, you know, all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and that you get everything submitted where it'll pass the background check. Same email, right? cbar.clovis@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So I'll use that. And then... If you click on the calendar, I'll be able to plug you into a time slot that'll work for you. So let's see what's open. How far is Clovis from the Levi Stadium?
That actually, I think the Levi Stadium, about the same, about 2.5.
Oh, okay. Have you been before to the Niners game up there?
You know what? Yes. You know, the best time to go is it's just a preseason game. Only because VIP and all the club seating.
Yeah.
For like $200, you know, a ticket. So we just spend, you know, $5 and, you know, go down there and it's probably gone up a little bit now, but, you know, the first 2 and 3 and 4 years, even not this year, but last year, I think we went as well, and it was pretty inexpensive. So,
oh, that's nice.
So once a year, we try to make it out to preseason, get the experience, and see the players, and then watch all the rest of it at home.
Yeah, I went once several years ago. Gosh, it must have been about 10 or 11 years ago now, but it's because my son-in-law's brother he was drafted into the NFL on to the Niners, so we went up there to watch him play, and it was a nice experience because we got to come in because, you know, he's family, so we got to come in through the player's gate, and when we came in, what's his name, the coach Harborough, we parked right next to Harborough, and we saw some of the players coming in, and it was like a really fun experience, you know. And then after that, they got rid of him and sent him to Michigan, and now he's back working with the Chargers, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing how everything goes full circle like that with coaches. And now I hear that they just let the brother go from the Ravens, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's been there forever, though.
Forever. Yeah, I was shocked when I heard that. I'm like, wow, there's no loyalty in football. You know, really, it's like crazy. So I see that they don't have any openings today, but I can get you in tomorrow. What works best, morning or afternoon, and I'll tell you what's open.
Let's see. I'd say late morning.
Late morning. Okay. So we have 9:30, 10:30, 11, or 11:30?
9:30.
Okay, 9:30. So I'm going to book out an hour tomorrow from 9:30 to 10:30, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs over and they call you at, you know, what, 9:45. Don't panic. They will call you within that hour. And then I'm going to send you an email reminder, too, so you'll get a reminder about an hour before the appointment just to let you know that they'll be calling. I have a couple of different phone numbers on your account. Is this the one you want them to call for the onboarding?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. And then for the call tracking number, do the calls forward to this number also, or are they going to forward to the 3204 number, or how is that going to work?
They forward to this number.
Okay, so that'll make it easy. Because I think the other one goes to your wife, right?
That is correct.
Okay, yeah, that's why I asked, because you said she's in Sacramento now, so she's not going to want to deal with it. Ideal package. Okay, I put the... Okay, so then lastly, I just want to see if there's a new terms and conditions that you should acknowledge just so that you get grandfathered into this rate. So let's see here. The first terms and conditions, you signed it back in February, so I don't think it's going to let you do it again. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to reset it so that I can send you a fresh one. So let's see. I think I have a button here that says reset. Yeah, there it is, reset terms and conditions. So I'll do that for you, and then it should be good to go. Okay, so I did that. So let me just see if it... will access that new link if I use that email. Local / initial invoice will have the link, but I'm going to send you a fresh one because I just reset it. So you'll get two of those. And then the one that's fresh, it's going to come in just a minute. And that one will have... Oh, my bad. I sent one that says local / invoice, but I'm going to send local / initial invoice because that has the link in it. And then, okay, good. So this one's fresh. You can acknowledge it. So when you get that fresh one that says local / initial invoice, or if you get the text message that says thank you for choosing local / either way, you'll click on the link in there, and then that will take you to that page that says local / terms of experience.
Okay.
And then all you have to do is once that loads, you scroll all the way to the bottom. There's three boxes that you have to check. And then you plug your name in. Please include the E for your middle initial just because we have it in the billing. And then hit confirm signature. Once it goes through, it'll ask you for your username and password, and you don't have to worry about that right now. Again, I'm just wanting to get the pricing locked in.
Okay. I don't need this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your patience.
It did what?
Thank you for your patience.
Oh, no problem. I don't mind waiting. I always say it's better to be safe than sorry, right?
Okay, so I'm looking at, so will the link be on news text messages and news email?
Yeah, if you got a text message, let me see if it went out to you because it'll show me.
Local Flash, we're forwarding your new lead.
Yeah, the one that says, thank you for choosing Local Flash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email. Please click here. You see that? Please click here. If not in the email, it'll be the one that says your initial invoice. And don't get it confused with the one that says your invoice because I accidentally sent that one and that doesn't have the link in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... James, thanks for choosing Local Flash. We sent a copy of your invoice to your email.
Yep, that's so it. And then the link's in there. Yep.
If you have any questions, okay. All right,
that's
hit the
it.
Link. It's taken somewhere.
Yep. And then once that loads, you'll see Local Flash Terms of Experience.
One, two, three, check marks. Okay.
Yep. And then your name, here, including the E.
Name. Mm-hmm. A-A-M-E-S, including the E. E-A-A-I-L-Y. Okay. Firm signature. Okay. And what's my user?
The username will be in your welcome email, but let me give it to you real quick since I have you. I'm going to send you an email that says, login credentials to your advanced reporting, and that will have your username and password. We have the username set up under a different phone
that.
Number. Like, yeah,
I
we had
the, yeah, the 0395.
Let me see here. I just, because that's at the top of the screen, so let me just open up this email and see what it says.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you're right. It has 0395. Okay. Yeah, you know what it did? It probably actually auto-filled the password you had before because on this one it shows the password is blank, which means you reset it. So that's good. It remembered it for you and it still works. So that's good. So now you know that that's the username, that other phone number. And then other than that, you're all good to go for tomorrow at 9:30, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you decide to get the other area code, let them know. If not, they'll shoot for the 559 area code to get your call tracking number reactivated.
Perfect.
Okay. Oh, and I enjoyed talking to you also. Thank you for calling in, and have a really great rest of your week, too.
All right. You too. Thanks again.
Yes. Thank you. Of course. No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.